Zog der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit sech des Schwiees, Perik hey, Mishnah beis. Luf is a kind of an onion. Kind of onion that they would hide in the ground. And the next four Mishnayis are going to be teaching us, B'ez Hashem Yisbarach, different halachas about luf. Now what you do with a luf onion is after you pick it, you put it back into the ground. Why would I put it back in the ground? Because that's going to keep it from rotting. I can use it then at a later time. The problem is, when you put the luf back into the ground, it looks like you're planting it. He's not planting it. He's just keeping it there. This is like his refrigerator. But it looks like he's planting it. And by Shemitah, we always, well, very often, I should say, have a Maris Ayin issue that we have to take care of. Don't want it to look like he's planting a Shemitah. So, Zakta Mishnah, Taimin is a Luf B'Shvi'is. If someone, Taimin means to hide, maybe you remember from Masechet Shabbos, Hatmana means wrapping something around and around. Matmoinim are hidden treasures. So, Taimin, if someone hides, ooh, maybe you remember from Perek HaKainis. Tomun Be'esh, what does that mean? Something is hidden. If it's hidden, according to some shitas, you're not chayiv. If it gets burnt. So, Hatoimen, in this case, he is hiding as a luf, the luf b'shvias. That's what he wants to do. Not plant, just wants to put it back into the ground. Rav Meir says, you can do it, but I want you to do it in a way, it should be clear to a spectator over here, that you're storing, not planting. And therefore, lo yivchais misesayim, you can't bury less than 2 saw of luf in one hole. And ad gevoya shlosha tvachim. You have to pile it up to a height of at least 3 tvachim. V'tefach ofer al gabav. And you have to have at least a tefach of ofer, of dirt, on top of it. You see, if I were planting lufs, I would do exactly the opposite. I would scatter them around. I wouldn't put it deep. I wouldn't put one on top of the other one. And if he's doing it this way, so many together in a single hole, and it's piled 3 tvachim high, and there's a tefach of earth on top of it, it's very, very clear. His kavanah here is not to plant. His kavanah is just to store it. The chachamim, what the chachamim say? Lo yivchais me arbas kavim. He shouldn't have any less than 4 kavim in one hole. Now, Reb Meir says 2 saw, the Chachamim say 4 kav. Which is more? 2 saw is 12 kav. So 4 kav is a lot less than 2 saw. The Chachamim say leivchais me 4 kavim. He can't bury less than 4 kav. 4 kav of luf in one hole. So the Chachamim are being lenient. They say you don't have to have so many. Ad goy v'tefach, he has to pile it up to the height of at least 1 tefach, not the 3 tvachim the Remeir is asking for, the tefach offer al gabav, and he only needs a tefach of dirt on top of it, not the 3 tvachim that Remeir wants us to have. Weiter, the tomna, he should, when he puts it into the ground, he's hiding it in the ground, it should be b'makayim drisas adam, in a place where people walk on it. Why? Because when people are walking on it, even though they're not walking on the loaf, they're walking on the ground above it. That's going to stop it from being able to grow, from like sprouting. So that's going to show us that his kavanah here is not to plant it, his kavanah is to store it. So, chazing over our Mishnah, if someone is hiding loaf, these types of onions in the ground, to keep it there, because that's how you keep them fresh, during a Shemitah year, Reb Meir says, you need 2 saw in every hole. They have to be piled 3 tvachim high and a tefach of earth on top of it. The Chachamim say, not less than 4 kavim, much less. You have to pile it only a tefach high, and only a tefach of earth is needed on top. And they also add, the Mishnah adds, you should put it in a place where people step on it. This way it won't sprout. Now, is this the Chachamim or is that also Reb Meir? In the Shneis Eliyahu, it says, it refers to both. In other words, both Reb Meir and the Chachamim say that besides for their instructions, you also have to put it in a place where people step on it. I want to remind you the simon maybe of Askalov Gudai, which we've done several times throughout Mishnayos on different occasions. What is Askalov Gudai? Here, take a piece of paper. On the top, write Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Askalov. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. Now, on the line underneath, in between the letters, write the word Gudai, Gimel, Vav, Dalet, Vav. So what is this? Some kind of a secret code? Is it Shemais for a Kameya? Well, what is this? It's a Simit. Remember the measurements. Askalov stands for Eifa, Sa, Kav, Loig, and Abeya. So on the top line, you have Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis. In between the letters, you wrote the word Gudai. In other words, between the Aleph and the Samach, there's a Gimel. Between the Samach and the Kuf, there's a Vav. Between the Kuf and the Lamed, there's a Dalet. And between the Lamed and the Beis, there's a Vav. Now here's how it goes. Aleph is an Eifa, Samach is a Sa. How many Sa's are in an Eifa? Simple. Look at the letter between the Aleph and the Samach. Gimel, 3. There are 3 Sa in an Eifa. Samach is the Sa, Kuf is a Kav. How many Kavim are there in a Sa? Simple. Look at the letter between the Samach and the Kuf. A Vav. There are 6 Kavim in a Sa. The Kuf is a Kav, the Lamed is Loig. How many Loig are in a Kav? What's the letter between the Kuf and the Lamed? A Dalet. There are 4 Loig in a Kav. The Lamed is Loig, the Beis is Beya. Beya is an egg. How many Beyim are there in a Loig? Look at the letter between the Lamed and the Beis. Vav 6. So we now know there are 3 Sa in an Eifa, 6 Kavim in a Sa, 4 Loig in a Kav, and 6 Beyim in a Loig. So when Rabbi Meir says you have to have a pile of 2 Sa, and we now know that there are 6 Kavim in a Sa, so 2 Sa is 12 Kavim. And that is a much bigger shear than the Chachamim who say you only need 4 Kavim.